to you today in the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus, the Good Shepherd, beckons to us, follow me. I really loved this leaflet picture chosen for today. It seems to very simply exemplify this message of Jesus. It shows him leading. It shows sheep following. Happy Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, one of Jesus' famous I am statements is, I am the Good Shepherd. These I am statements that are sprinkled throughout the Gospel of John point to both Jesus' identity and also his purpose. After he says, I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus continues. He says, the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I don't think there's any clearer passage of scripture that relays the purpose of Jesus' death. He gives his life for ours. It's the great celebration of the Easter season, which we continue. Today we focus on that life-giving aspect of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Both in life and also through death, Jesus guides us. Through death, he guides us to everlasting life, and Christians really like to focus on this part, especially during the Easter season, but also when we're mourning the death of a loved one, because it's the most important hope we claim. Because Jesus lives, we too will live. We believe Jesus guides us through death. In our gospel lesson today, he says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. To that we respond, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus gives eternal life, and we will never perish. So yes, Jesus guides us through death. But also important to focus on is Jesus guiding us through life. And it's highlighted in that first part of his statement. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So I thought we'd concentrate on that first part. My sheep hear my voice. And I'd like to have a little Greek lesson sprinkled throughout this sermon. That verb, to hear, also conveys that one will understand what is said. So in other words, in English, we would not just say, I hear, but I'm listening to. And in Greek, that verb is in a tense voice that means surely it's happening right now. So Jesus saying that his sheep hear what he says means they really understand it. And further, they perceive all of its rich meaning for the here and now. My sheep hear my voice. Well, what does Jesus' voice sound like? What does it say? What does it mean for us? These are certainly profound questions that these verses of Holy Scripture cause us to think about. Now, we know that familiarity with a voice can really be developed over time. Time and time again, I can't help but marvel at the reaction of a newborn baby to his or her mother's voice. Someone else might be holding the baby or feeding or even fussing the baby, but if mom speaks, the child's head whips towards the voice. Did you ever see that and experience that? There's a recognition because that baby has heard that voice over many months, even before its birth. The familiarity was developed over time. Can't help but take this moment to wish all of you moms a very happy Mother's Day. Now, this familiarity can be similar with our hearing Jesus. Sometimes things he says we might recognize immediately, but others are perceived over time. But the most profound understanding we have is through relationship. Because through relationship, you aren't just hearing, but you're really listening. You're really understanding and perceiving the richness of meaning for us. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." And he continues, "I know them, and they follow me." Now, once again, we're going to return to Greek so we can really get the fullness of this. Because that word to know in Greek, gnosko, it means to learn or to come to understand, but its meaning is very deep. There's a very deep personal connection. In fact, gnosko, to know, is also the idiom used for sexual intimacy between spouses. They know one another. So this intimacy, this deep bond, this connectedness, such as is found in marriage, is implied in Jesus' statement that he knows us. So this goes way beyond this head knowledge. It really points to a deep connectedness, in fact, a relationship. And lastly, Jesus states, "They follow me." So if we looked at that Greek word for follow, we would see it doesn't just mean that we join him. It means we actually emulate him. We become his disciple. And again, there's this union. It makes us think about connectedness and relationship. We follow Jesus just as a student follows a teacher, or even an apprentice follows his master. Now, a little segue here. Many of you have heard some of my dog stories lately, and mostly I've shared stories about Cooper the hound dog, whose nose gets him into constant trouble. But I have another dog I haven't talked as much about, and his name is Cody. And my daughter Victoria has dubbed Cody the perfect dog. And she says this with a little snark in her voice, because Cody is constantly so eager to please me, and he rarely, if ever, breaks a rule or causes any kind of trouble. He really is almost a perfect dog. But he has one really annoying habit. You see, Cody is part Border Collie, and Border Collies are very smart dogs. They're very hard-working dogs, and they were bred to gather and control herds of sheep. Now, if any of you have ever lived with a Border Collie, you also know these dogs are very intuitive. Border Collies like to guess movements before they even happen. Cody is no different. Now, this might work well in keeping order with sheep, but it doesn't work as well with people, or not with me. Every day, I'm bumping into Cody if I change directions or I reverse course suddenly, because he's always right on my heels. He's always following so closely and anticipating my next move. It's like he's trying to be a step ahead of me. It's not only annoying, it can be dangerous, because I almost trip on him every day of my life in these exchanges. Now, I think Cody would make a great sheep herding dog, because when I issue him a command, he just is instantly eager to follow it. But this border collie nature of his also makes it difficult for him to just instinctually follow others. Like I said, he's always trying to guess where the action is going. He likes to be a step ahead of it. He is certainly not a wait and see kind of dog. He rushes right in, right with me, almost ahead of me most times. Isn't this how we behave as Christians sometimes? We know about direct commandments of God and we're eager to follow them, but we also like to be our own boss and live off our instinct. We don't like to stay in suspense about what God is doing in the world or even in our lives. We like to guess where God is going and sometimes maybe even be a step ahead of him and guide and direct him a bit. Let's face it, it's really hard just to follow. Like Cody, we like to lead. But the kind of relationship we're to have with the Good Shepherd means there can only be one leader, and the rest are sheep that follow. Jesus leads the sheep, you and I, we follow. We might reflect, how am I doing with that? Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I've already talked a lot about what it means that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. So the thought I'll plant with you is our thinking about, are we good sheep? Do we hear and listen to Jesus' voice? Do we know him like he knows us? Do we follow him? Now back to this little picture. Notice every sheep is clearly following Jesus. None of them are trying to lead. None of them are even trying to get next to him. None of them are biting at his heels as if to say, go faster. None of them are veering off to the left or the right because they wonder what's over there. Or that other direction might be a better one to go in. Every single sheep is behind Jesus, following wherever he goes, letting him set the pace and the direction. You see, this is what it means to be a good sheep. Jesus leads and we follow. And you see, we already know where he leads. He leads us by his words, through Holy Scripture. He leads us by his example to live sacrificially and love one another above all else. He leads us through his Spirit to seek God's truth and God's will for our lives. He leads us to live with integrity, regardless of what people around us are or aren't doing or what the crowd wants. Jesus leads. Do we follow? See, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Nothing can change that. That I am statement of his relays his identity and his purpose. No one else can be the Good Shepherd, only Jesus. Our only question today is, are we good sheep? Now, whether we are or not, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. But I think each one of us here wants to be good sheep. We're hoping to be good sheep. In the gospel today, Jesus told some of the Jews gathered around him, I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you don't belong to my sheep. Now, none of us here want to take those words on ourselves. We want to be Jesus' sheep. For this to happen, he's already told us what it takes. we must believe. That, in fact, is the greatest asset of the sheep. They believe in their shepherd. They believe so strongly in their shepherd, all they can do is follow him. They have such faith that not only is it all that's required, it's all they can do. They don't think things out for themselves. They look to their shepherd. They don't try to provide everything for themselves. They look to their shepherd. They don't make their own plans. They follow the shepherd. They don't listen to other voices. They follow one voice, the shepherd's. They don't split themselves in many pieces. They focus on relationship with their shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. Just be good sheep, my friends. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.